For better reception of WHO-TV in these communities, tune to the local translator channel.
They've got their problems at the Floppy Town Gazette. Their circulation's down, and it looks just like they're a little in debt. Their weekly issues are not what they ought to be. But they will make it with some help from you and me. And they'll keep trying. They'll keep on trying. They'll keep trying. At the Floppy Town Gazette.
What do you think about it?
I can't read it.
Can't read it?
No, can't read.
Well, that's right. You do have a little trouble. I'll read your memo to you.
Okay.
You know, boys and girls, business has not been real good at Floppy Town Gazette, so we have a plan, and this is Floppy's memo. We have decided to run some commercials on television to try and get more readers for the Floppy Town Gazette.
Good idea.
The TV station will bring their cameras into the Gazette office and tape the commercials on location.
Great.
Now, each staff member can write a commercial and perform it. Then we'll take the best one and run it on television.
Great.
So all you staff members, get busy, get those thinking caps on, and have your commercial ready right after our first cartoon. Boys and girls, we're all pretty excited about taping some commercials to see if we can get more subscribers for the Floppy Town Gazette. And here, with our first audition, is Floppy.
Hi, friends. How are you today? I have been reading my issue of the Floppy Town Gazette. I'll bet you don't even have one. Frankly, not very many people are buying them. And you know something? I don't think that's very nice. No, I'm very serious. You were publishing a newspaper. I would buy a copy of it. Is that so much to ask? You seem like fair-minded people, so I ask you to search your consciences. Give a guy a break. After all, you want to have the reputation of not being a very nice person? Be a good person instead of what you are. How'd I do? Huh? Is that good? Huh? No, seriously, how was it? Really? Huh? Next.
Are there for frogs? Not many. After all, how many Kermits can there be? Think it over. Order your Floppy Town Gazette, or it's Frogsville for you all. Please, I beg of you, please buy a subscription to the Floppy Town Gazette. From my humble childhood in Guadalajara, Mexico, I've known such poverty. I'm working as a copy boy at the office of the Floppy Town Gazette for 22 cents a day. 22 cents a day! Think of it. If you subscribe, maybe they will give a raise to 25 cents a day. A generous portion of all the money I make go to a very needed, worthy project. The erection of a statue of Ricardo Montalban. in the town square. Till we meet again, adios. How was that? Pretty good acting, huh? Think I should get the Academy reward? What? We're still on? Oh, could you edit this part out?
Well, what in tarnation do you think you're doing with that camera? I'm spending a little quiet time with my favorite newspaper on the Floppy Town Gazette, and you come nosing around with your dad-blame cameras. When I'm catching up on local news and sports and great comics, you're getting in the way with all your paraphernalia. Now get away! Scoot!